Well, grace to you and peace from God our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, this is a Christmas unlike any other. When this pandemic started back in March, I don't think many of us anticipated that it would still be around at Christmas. But here we are. Right? We can't be close to family members we would normally see this time of year because of social distancing. We can't say, "I'll be home for Christmas" because of travel restrictions. And we can't even get together for our traditional candlelight service like we used to, because it's not safe for groups to get back together yet. This year, we are forced to do things differently. Life has changed, and we don't really like it. Mary and Joseph actually felt the same way. Think about their famous story. Right, yes, we all know about them traveling from Nazareth to Bethlehem. We all know about Jesus being born and laid in a manger. We all know about the good news that the angels told to the shepherds. But consider what life was like for Mary and Joseph. They had to deal with three big changes, all in a very short period of time. First, think about what their life was like before this famous story in Luke. Mary was a teenager, and Joseph was probably a little bit older. Their families had arranged for them to get married. Right, back then, people did not get married for romantic reasons like we do today. Instead, it was a business transaction. It was a deal. It was something to benefit both families and the community at large. That's just how society worked back then. And so on the day that Mary and Joseph officially became a pair, I bet they were very happy. They and their families and the whole community celebrated this big event. Today we might call it something like an engagement party. They were together, but they weren't quite officially married yet. And things were going great for them. They probably had plans about building a house and making a home and growing a family. They probably imagined this wonderful future that was ahead of them. But then, of course, an angel showed up and told Mary that she was going to be pregnant. That was big change number one. Now Mary, of course, was stunned. And she asked, "How can this be?" Right, of course, Mary was old enough to know where babies come from. So she questioned what the angel was telling her. Why was this happening to her? Well, the angel said that it was God's doing. But then the angel also said that Mary's old cousin Elizabeth was also pregnant, and that God had helped that happen too. Well, after Mary heard that, she agreed to what the angel said. She probably thought that if God could work in Elizabeth's life when she was too old to have a kid, then maybe God could work in her own life too. Well, of course, Joseph, he didn't have any clue about what was going on. I imagine he kissed Mary goodbye as she headed off to visit Elizabeth. And she was there for 3 months. When she returned, Joseph saw that she was pregnant. How is he supposed to react to this? Women who became pregnant by another man could be stoned to death. Joseph could bring charges against Mary and have her executed. and that would be the end of their happy life together. Had his bride-to-be betrayed him? Well, of course, later an angel appeared to Joseph in his dream and told him about Mary's pregnancy. The angel convinced him to take Mary as his wife. So he did. And at that point, it seemed like their crisis had been averted. Mary was pregnant, and not by Joseph, but both of them were okay with it. They knew that God was up to something. And so they went back to planning their future together. But that didn't last very long. Because then they were ordered by the government to go and register for a census in the hometown of their ancestors. This was big change number two. As if anticipating the birth of a baby wasn't hard enough, now they had to travel 90 miles from Nazareth to Bethlehem, the home of Joseph's ancestors, for this census. First, the pregnancy had interrupted their plans about how life should go. And now this census was getting in the way too. They had to put all of their plans on hold to travel. They couldn't avoid this census. Just like we can't avoid this pandemic. They could not go back to life as they thought it would be. Well, during the trip, they thought that they would probably find a place to stay with members of Joseph's family, who had also traveled there. But, of course, when they arrived, they couldn't find any room. This was big change number three. Joseph was unable to provide the basic needs for his family, and Mary was about to give birth on the street. Their life was certainly not going according to their plans. They had been through a lot of changes in the past 9 months. Very similar to how we have been through a lot of changes in the last 9 months too. But think about those changes. Mary and Joseph experienced personal changes to their family in the form of an unexpected pregnancy. Many of us have faced personal changes too, like in doing school in a new way. Mary and Joseph experienced societal changes, like forcing themselves to put their lives on hold in order to travel for a census. We have experienced societal change too, like social distancing and travel restrictions. Mary and Joseph had a time when they didn't even have their basic needs met, like having a place to stay. Some of us are struggling with basic needs too, because we no longer have a job. And yet, in the midst of all of these changes, there is still good news. Jesus is born. God did not wait for life to be perfect before coming among us, because God knows that life will never be perfect. There will always be changes in life. There will always be struggles. There will always be problems and fears about the future. But there will also always be Emmanuel, God with us. One of the beautiful things of Christmas is the promise that no matter what is going on in this world, God is still with us. There is a wonderful line in this story that often gets overlooked. It happens right after the shepherds come to see the baby Jesus. Listen to it again. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. Did you hear that? Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds told Mary the good news of what the angels said. And perhaps that reminded Mary of the angel who appeared to her and told her she would be pregnant. And perhaps it also reminded her of all of the promises of God that she knew from Scripture. For example, maybe Mary thought of God providing for Adam and Eve, even after they disobeyed and had to leave Eden. Maybe Mary thought about God keeping Noah and his family safe on the ark, even in the midst of a worldwide flood. Maybe Mary thought about God making Abraham and Sarah laugh with the promise of a baby when they thought they were too old for it. Maybe Mary thought about God working in the life of Joseph, even when a lot of horrible things happened to him. Maybe she thought of the Exodus and how God had delivered God's people out of slavery. Maybe she thought about God working through the kings, people like David, even though they were not perfect. And on and on and on. Mary knew that Scripture is full of examples of God working in people's lives, even when things seem to be going horribly wrong. And now, after hearing the words from these shepherds, she ponders those words, because now she sees herself in the story of God at work in the world. Mary sees that God is still doing something great for her, for Joseph, for their baby, and for the world. And so as we hear this story again tonight, this promise applies to us in all of our changes too. Just as God worked in the lives of Mary and Joseph and all of those who came before them, so God is working in our lives too. Yes, life is different now. Yes, this pandemic has brought us a lot of change. Yes, things are not going the way we expected. You may not be with extended family members this Christmas. You may not be able to say, "I'll be home for Christmas." And you aren't gathered here in person for a candlelight service. But Jesus has still been born. God is still in our midst. And the heavenly host still sings, "Glory to God in the highest." And so, yeah, this Christmas might feel like a Christmas unlike any other. But perhaps that's exactly what we need in order to hear the powerful promise in this story. No matter what happens in life, God is with us. Like Mary, we ponder these words and we treasure them in our heart. This promise is truly good news of great joy for all people. In the name of the one who is Emmanuel, God with us, Jesus Christ our Lord.